No need to wait for Friday's news report, because we'll tell you next on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Mostly cloudy with rain showers tonight. Overnight temperatures in the mid-30s. On Saturday, mostly sunny. A high in the upper 40s. Mainly clear Saturday night, about 30 degrees. And on Sunday, a little warmer. High 57 to 60 degrees. Topping Friday's news, some tense moments yesterday in North Tonawanda after a man on Wheatfield Street was held up in a house threatening to hurt himself with a shotgun. North Tonawanda police activated their SWAT team and negotiators and arrived on the scene about 11:30 on Thursday morning. It took about 3 hours to resolve the problem, with the man finally convinced to throw his shotgun out the window and to surrender to police without any further incident. North Tonawanda police said the man was then transported to an area hospital for a mental evaluation, and what originally caused the situation was not immediately revealed. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder, our news is brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Now, there's a number worth putting in your cell phone, because you don't want to take a chance of sticking it on your refrigerator or cupboard and only hoping it's there when you need it. Because when you need an appliance repair man, Chris Moore's the guy you want. A service call of only $35 plus parts and labor, and he comes with 44 years experience. A great combination that you'll want to have when you need it. So to be sure you have the number, put it in your cell phone. 523-5911. It's Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. In other local news, more shots reported fired in Niagara Falls last night. Shots were reported heard around 11 p.m. in the 600 block of 27th Street on Thursday. No shooter could be located by police, but crime scene detectives did locate five spent shell casings in an alley there between 27th and 28th Street. No one was reportedly injured, but police said a streetlight in the area appeared to have damages and was possibly hit by bullets. Now city detectives are attempting to determine whether or not that light was actually struck by bullets, and police say they're now looking for video in the area to see if it may have captured whoever was shooting that gun. In Lewiston, a person upset with the procedures of the post office there regarding the mailing of a package reportedly came into the facility and ended up in a heated discussion with the clerk there. Post office officials said that man walked out and slammed the door, causing damage to the door and a connecting rod. Authorities at the post office declined to press any charges, but did ask the Lewiston police to contact that suspect and ask him to pay for the damages. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you daily by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. Now, the reason I recommend these two pharmacies are because they're locally owned and locally operated. And you're not treated like a number as you might be in a big corporate drugstore. They know you by name. They find out what you need, and they make sure you get it. They'll even deliver your prescriptions free of charge. And talk about friendly. If you have any questions for the clerks or the pharmacists, they're only too happy to answer, because that's the way they run their business. Friendly, helpful, and sincere. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. Locally owned and operated, and they show it. Police are investigating the scam of a person who purchased a 2012 Chevy Silverado from a person who said he represented an auto sales company out of Buffalo, with that vehicle being sold for $1,350. But when the buyer went to the DMV in Niagara Falls and tried to register the truck, he found out that that vehicle was stolen. Police were informed and told the victim to file a police report, and then that truck was taken off the stolen car list and was impounded by a tow company until the rightful owner can be notified. And now detectives are trying to locate the person that sold that truck to that unsuspecting victim. Here's a few reminders for motorists in our area. From Friday night right through early Monday morning, Buffalo Avenue between 56th Street and Hyde Park Boulevard will be closed, while workers removed old piping and wiring from a railroad bridge that crosses the roadway. And next week, from 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. nightly, the southbound lane on Niagara Falls Boulevard under the I-190 will be closed. And it'll be from Tuesday night through Friday morning, April 17th, while workers there complete needed repairs, possibly caused when a truck struck that overpass at an earlier date. And here's some other cautions for drivers to keep in mind. The State Police Distracted Driving Campaign is on until the 14th of the month. Troopers said they'll be looking for anyone on cell phones or texting. They said they will be aggressively looking for people violating the law and that they will be patrolling the area in both marked and unmarked cars. Troopers said last year a similar campaign netted about 2,000 tickets throughout the state. And here's another one to keep in mind. Throughout Niagara County, police officials will be holding their own traffic enforcement blitz, with the Niagara Falls Police and the Sheriff's Department expected to be out in full force looking for anyone committing driving violations of any type. They say it's all in an effort to make drivers aware of the dangerous driving conditions that appear in the warmer weather, hopefully preventing accidents and to save lives. That citywide enforcement drive will be held from April 20th to the 24th of the month. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include a two-vehicle mishap just before noon on Friday. That happened in the 5900 block of Robinson Road. Unknown injuries reported there. Deputies and volunteers from Wendoville and South Lockport assisted at that scene. A little earlier in the morning, a vehicle reportedly veered off the road and struck a building in the 5600 block of South Transit Road. Unknown injuries reported there. On Thursday night, first responders reported to a propane tank leak reported inside a building on the Wilson-Burt Road. Wilson volunteers were called out to handle that problem. And with warmer weather on the way, a number of mulch and grass fires have been reported. Last night, one was reported burning in Wheatfield on Liberty Drive. Firemen from the Frontier Volunteer Fire Company took care of that place, and residents are reminded to beware of where they discard any cigarettes. And also, that there is a burning ban in New York State in effect with heavy fines if you're caught in violation. And finally, the former Erie County District Attorney has reportedly expressed interest in becoming the town of Tonawanda's next supervisor. And that's after Joe Eminger, the present town supervisor, steps down next month. John Flynn, who recently left his position of the Erie County DA to take a spot with the Lippis and Mathias law firm in Buffalo, reportedly indicated that he would be interested in the supervisor's post. Authorities tell us that the Democratic Party will be picking Eminger's replacement when he does leave, and it's unknown who will replace him at that time, but they say whoever is picked will likely appear on the ballot for a special election that'll be held in November for that post. If that person happens to be Flynn, authorities tell us if he does get elected, he'll probably still keep his position with the law firm. Niagara Radio has reached out to Flynn, and we're hoping to discuss those possibilities with him and to find out why he wants to be the supervisor in the town of Tonawanda. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And to book your next tee time or for a virtual look at the links, visit them online at thelinksofniagara.com. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on our website or by entering niagaradio.net in the search bar on Facebook. And remember, at night and over the weekend, if major news should break out, we'll break in and tell you about it right here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.